I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. Today I want to take you straight to the text in Psalm 25. This is where David is writing, and in Eugene Peterson's translation of the Message, it reads like this: "My head is high, God, held high. I'm looking to you, God. No hangdog skulking for me. I've thrown in my lot with you." And then he goes down in verse 4 and says, "Show me how you work, God. School me in your ways. Take me by the hand. Lead me down the path of truth. You are my Savior, aren't you? Mark the milestones of your mercy and love, God. Rebuild the ancient landmarks. Forget that I sowed wild oats. Mark me with your sign of love. Plan only the best for me, God." God is fair and just. He corrects the misdirected, sends them in the right direction. He gives the rejects his hand and leads them step by step. My friend, today, as we prepare to take a time of quietude and solitude and meditation, I invite you to tell the Lord thank you that he is fair and just, that he will take you by his hand and he will lead you step by step. Thank the Lord for that now. And then bring to the Lord two things you're grateful for right now. It's just, "God, I'm so grateful for," and then just finish that sentence out loud for the Lord. And then as the scripture says early on, let the Lord know that you've held your head high to look to him, that today you don't have to have a hangdog skulking, as Eugene Peterson says. Thank the Lord that you can walk through this day with your head high, knowing that he is going to deliver the best for you. And now draw attention to your breath, and don't breathe any differently. Just with every inhale, think that you're bringing in this life-giving oxygen and fueling your body, and God has been so gracious to give you this breath today. With every exhale, allow just the stress and the urgency of the day to escape your body for just a few moments. And quiet your mind and quiet your heart and still your soul. And allow the Lord to speak into you the truths that you've spoken of here in Psalm 25. Let your head be held high and hold them up to him. Ask the Lord to show you how he is going to work in your life. And like David said, allow him to school you in his ways and to take you by the hand and lead you down the path of truth. I'm going to mind the time. In a few moments I'll be back, but allow this time for you to hear from the Lord. His nudge is prodding, often his voice as he pushes and prompts and pulls you in his direction for you. I'll mind the time, and again, I'll be back in just a few moments. Thank you. Well, what a wonderful time to just be reminded of David's psalm in Psalm 25, that, Lord, we're looking to you, and we don't have to have a hangdog skulking look. We know that we have thrown our lot in with you, and that you will show us how to work. And Lord, mark those milestones with your mercy and your love, and rebuild in us the desire to live for you with all of our ways, knowing you are fair and you are just. My friend, thank you so much for joining us on today's weekday meditation, and we look forward to seeing you back again tomorrow as we'll get back into the Psalms with Eugene Peterson's The Message.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.